让我们大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me.
第二节。
Verse 2, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
在上一次聚会，我们引用哥林多后书的第七章。
In the previous service, we have studied 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
依着神的意思忧愁。
And that is to sorrow in a godly manner.
Godly sorrow.
It's the godly sorrow.
Yeah. 神会不会忧愁？
Will God feel sorrow?
会的。
He will.
为什么神会忧愁？
Why would God feel sorrowful?
因为神是父亲。
Because he's our father.
我们是他的儿女。
And we're his children.
所以父亲爱儿女，因此会对儿女有忧愁。
Our father will feel sorrowful towards his children because of his love for us.
那依着神的意思忧愁，就是神的忧愁进到我们里面。
And to have godly sorrow is to have God's spirit entering into our hearts.
那这个叫依着神的意思忧愁。
So this is to feel sorrowful in a godly manner.
所以人如果能够有神的忧愁进到我们里面，这个人已经跟神相当的亲近。
If one can have godly sorrow, this person has already built a very intimate relationship with God.
那在十一章里面哈，这个中文翻作神的愤恨哈，其实你看英文是一样的 ，godly jealousy。以前面那一句来翻哈，这个中文可以翻作依着神的意思来嫉妒。
And in the Chinese translation.It means, for I am jealous with you with godly jealousy.
那神会嫉妒吗？会的。
Would God feel jealous? Yes.
那嫉妒不是不好吗？
Isn't jealousy a bad trait?
那为什么神是完全的神，他会嫉妒呢？
Why is it that a perfect God would feel jealous?
原来圣经里面嫉妒有两种。
It's recorded in the Bible that there are two types of jealousy.
一种是肉体的情欲，在加拉太书第五章。
The first type of jealousy is recorded in the book of Galatians chapter 5.
这是不好的。
It's the lustly jealousy that is bad.
所以我们看第二节哈，我为你们有这个依着神的嫉妒，因为原因我把你许配一个丈夫。
In verse 2, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy because I have betrothed you to one husband.
所以这个神的嫉妒就是因为神像是丈夫。
And the reason why God has this godly jealousy is because he is likened to a husband.
那我们呢？
And what about us?
如果下面讲我把你们许配一个丈夫，好像贞洁的童女献给基督。
For I betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
我们就是那个童女
We are likened to this virgin.
所以嫉妒在婚姻里面是存在的。
So jealousy exists in a marriage.
那神跟人之间在属灵上就是婚姻的关系。
And the relationship between God and man in the spiritual sense is that of a husband and a wife.
所以神的嫉妒会进到我们里面。
That is why godly jealousy will enter into our hearts.
那这个也是人对神非常的亲近的一种感觉。
And this is also a very close relationship that we humans have towards God.
我们个人没有什么嫉妒，但是神的嫉妒会进到我们里面。
We ourselves might not harbor any jealousy, but God's jealousy will enter into our hearts.
那在十诫里面就提到神会嫉妒。
And even in the Ten Commandments, it was recorded regarding this godly jealousy.
我们来看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
二十章的第五节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord of your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
啊，什么叫做偶像？
What does it mean by idols?
啊，如果我们看第四节，
If we refer to verse 4,
啊，不可做什么形象。
You shall not make for yourself a carved image.
就是用有形的来代表神，那个就是偶像。
That is to replace God with something that has an image.
啊，因为神是一个灵，看不见，摸不到。
Because God is a spirit that cannot be seen or nor touched.
那用有形代表神就是偶像。
So if we replace God with something that has an image, then this is an idol.
哦，那下面说神是嫉妒的神。
And then in verse 5 it says that I am a jealous God.
哦，所以这个偶像哦，好像婚姻的第三者。
So this idol is likened to a third party in a marriage.
哦，所以神不希望我们去追求第三者，就是偶像。
So God does not wish for us to pursue this third party that is idol.
啊，所以啊，如果以色列百姓他们拜偶像啊，就会惹神的愤怒。
So if the Israelites were to worship idols, they would cause the wrath of God.
哦，那这个愤怒就是出于神的嫉妒。
And this wrath comes from God's jealousy.
好，我们看出埃及记的三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34.
啊，出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34,
14节, 15节.
Verse 14 and 15. 14, For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. 15, Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they play the harlot with their gods, and make sacrifice to their gods, and one of them invites you, and you eat of his sacrifice.
13节说要拆毁祭坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶。就是我们一旦要信耶稣，所有跟偶像的东西全部都要除得干干净净。
As recorded in verse 13, that destroy the altars, break the sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images. So once we choose to believe in God, we have to discard any other objects that is related to idol worshipping.
为什么？
Why is that so?
下面说神是忌邪的。
Because here in the lower portion, in verse 14, it says that God is a jealous God.
所以如果看再继续，我们刚读了十五节。
Let's refer to verse 15.
百姓随从他们的神，就行了邪淫。
And they play harlot with their gods and make sacrifices to their gods.
所以那个邪淫不是肉体，那个邪淫是心灵跑到第三个另外一个，不是神本身。
So this harlot means that our hearts have gone to the third party that is not God.
因此我们信仰这个绝对不可以给魔鬼留地步。
That is why in our in spiritually we shouldn't leave room for Satan.
比方说跟偶像有关的东西，或者跟偶像有关的书籍佛的书籍。或者一个弥勒佛好像艺术品，这个全部都要弄掉，因为神是忌邪的。
Therefore, towards the any object that has is related to idol worshipping, for example, books, book collections, or even artistic display items, those we have to discard because they are related to idol worshipping.
那如果我们到以西结书的第八章。
And if we refer to the book of Ezekiel chapter 8,
这里提到另外一种形式的偶像。
Here mentions regarding another type of idol.
我们看以西结书的第八章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel chapter 8.
第二节。
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 2, Then I looked, and there was a likeness like the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his waist and downwards, fire, fire, and from his waist and upward, like the appearance of brightness, like the color of amber.
这里讲以西结做看到异象。
And here it talks about Ezekiel seeing this vision.
然后有一个形象仿佛火的形象。
And there is this appearance likened to fire.
然后腰以下有火。
And from waist downwards, there's fire.
腰以上有 光辉的形状。
And his waist and upwards, there's this appearance of brightness.
这个就代表神的形象，神的荣耀。
So this represents the God's image and God's glory.
所以教会有神的宝座。
So the church has the holy throne of God.
所以这个教会有荣耀的神在我们中间。
And the church has God's glory in the midst of us.
只是因为我们看不见它。
But it's just that we can't see it visually.
是天上那个荣耀的神就在我们当中。
But the God that has the glory in heaven is actually in the midst of us.
但是到第三节我们看。
And then let's refer to verse 3. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy.
这个第三节就提到有一只手抓住我的头发，灵将我提到上面，这个就是看异象。
And here, in verse 3, he stretched out form of hand and took me by the lock of my hair. This refers to the vision that was seen.
那这个看异象是带到耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷就是圣殿。
And this vision has brought him to Jerusalem, and this is where the temple of God is.
那这个圣殿有神荣耀的宝座，但是在圣殿中他竟然看到有偶像的座位。
And this temple is where the glory seat is, but he actually saw the jealousy, the image of jealousy.
这个叫偶像，就是有偶像存在。
And this represents the existence of idols.
所以下面说这是惹动忌邪的。
And then here it says that this provokes jealousy.
所以神是忌邪的，因此在教会不可以有偶像。
God is a jealous God. That is why there can be no idols in the church.
所以我们在社会，特别是这个社交媒体里面，看到很多的跟随者。
And in we can see that in the society and in the social media, there are many followers.
或者说很多的粉丝。
Or many fans.
那越多跟随者，越多粉丝，这个人越红，这个人大家都很喜欢。
The more fans or the more followers, it represents that this person is very popular.
但是在教会这不能够发生。
But this cannot happen in the church.
为什么？
Why?
因为当一个人被尊重超过神，一个人的荣耀超过神，神是忌邪的。
Because when,
神不能接受。
Because when one is liked, respected, or admired, exceeding God, then this is not acceptable to God.
所以教会是荣耀神的地方，不是荣耀人的地方。
Church is where we glorify God, but not man.
所以服侍神是要把人带到神面前，不是带到人面前。
So to serve God is to bring people before God, but not before men.
因此这个忌邪的神，嫉妒的神，今天在教会里面就是指着我们在教会不要把人当偶像。
So this jealous God means that today we shouldn't come to church and to take someone as an idol.
那我们在教会做圣工越久，越做越怕。
The more we serve in, the more we do holy work in the church, the more afraid we become.
为什么？
Why?
因为怕得罪神。
Because we are afraid to offend God.
这个是神荣耀的宝座。
This is the glory seat of God.
我们要战战兢兢。
We have to be vigilant.
如果惹神的嫉妒，神要让我们不服侍他，太简单了。
If we have provoked the jealousy of God, it's very easy for God to disallow us to continue serving Him.
所以这个忌邪，哥林多后书讲那个忌邪。
So as recorded in the book, the Second Corinthians about the God that is jealous.
那第三个会让我们神嫉妒的。
So the third point that causes jealousy, God's jealousy.
来看雅各书。
Let's turn to Book of James.
雅各书。
Book of James.
第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第四节。
James chapter 4 verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself in the enemy of God.
第五节。
Verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy?
这个地方讲，神住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
Here it says that the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The spirit dwells in us.
这个神希望完全占领我们的心。
And God hopes to fully occupy our hearts.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
那这个爱爱到会嫉妒。
But this love is to the extent of feeling jealous.
那会嫉妒什么？
And what is it jealous towards?
所以第四节，你们这些淫乱的人。
In verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses.
这个淫乱不是指着肉体去犯奸淫。
Here, this adulterer and adulteresses does not refer to the adultery committed physically.
是指着下一句，与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
But as the second part, it says it's the friendship with the world that is enmity with God.
所以与世俗为友。在神看起来就是对神不忠，就会引起神的嫉妒。
Therefore, to have a friendship with the world, meaning means disloyalty towards God and will cause jealousy from God.
那什么叫与世俗为友？
So what does it mean by to form a friendship with the world?
你看我们现在世界上人的文化啊，头脑在想什么？
When we look at the culture of this world, what are the people thinking?
肉体的情欲。
It's the physical lusts,
眼目的情欲,
the lust of the eyes,
今生的骄傲,
and the pride of the world.
这个就是世界文化的特色。
So these are the specialties of the current world.
所以如果让这个三个跑到教会来,
So if these three were to enter into the church,
这个教会就世俗化,
the church will be circularized.
那神就会嫉妒了。
And then God will be jealous.
因为神用宝血把我们救出来。
Because God has redeemed us with His precious blood.
把我们从世界的王魔鬼救出来。
To have saved us from the captivity of the Satan.
那现在我们就允许社会的这个世界进到社会教会里面来。
But now once again we're allowing the world to enter into this church.
所以神会嫉妒。
This will cause the jealousy of God.
所以我们拜的神是嫉妒的神。
So the God that we worship is a God that is jealous.
好，那我们现在回来看哥林多后书十一章这一段圣经。
Now let's refer back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章第二节，我把你们许配一个丈夫。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2, I have betrothed you to one husband.
什么时候我们被许配一个丈夫。
When have we been betrothed to one husband?
就是在洗礼的时候。
This is during water baptism.
洗礼就是建立属灵的婚约。
To receive water baptism is to establish the spiritual marriage.
还没有洗礼前，我跟主耶稣没有关系。
Prior to our water baptism, we have no relationship with God.
那洗礼以后，我是主耶稣的新妇。
But after water baptism, we are the new bride of God.
那得圣灵就是一个证明我们是属神的，好像订婚有一个戒指一样。
And to receive to receive Holy Spirit represents that we belong to God, likened to an engagement.
那真正婚宴就是主耶稣第二次降临。
But the real wedding banquet is during the second coming of God.
那是一种爱的筵席。
This is a feast of love.
是从地上要提到天上
的。For us to be lifted and ascended from earth to heaven.
那是永远的。
And that's for eternity.
所以我们从受洗以后，我们跟主耶稣这是一种爱的关系。
So after we have received water baptism, we form a relationship of love with God.
他爱我们，我们爱他。
He loves us and we love him.
所以在生活中可以体验他的爱。
That is why in our lives we can experience his love.
所以这里说，我把你们许配一个丈夫。
Here it says that I have betrothed you to one husband.
下面要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
所以从这里可以看得出两面的意思。
So from here we can view this verse from two perspectives.
一种是字面的意思，一个是属灵的意思。
One is the literal meaning and one is the spiritual meaning.
字面的意思就是指着婚姻要圣洁。
From the literal meaning, it represents that marriages have to be holy.
一个 许配给丈夫这应该是要保持很纯洁。
Because once you have been betrothed to a husband, you have to remain holy.
也就是说，在婚前不能够发生关系。
You have to remain pure that there can be no sexual relationship prior to marriage.
这个是圣经的教训。
And this is the teaching in the Bible.
所以在以弗所书里面在讲婚姻的道理，说这是个奥秘。
And as recorded in the book of Ephesians, that the teachings of marriage is a mystery.
怎么婚姻的道理变成奥秘呢？
How is it that the truth of a marriage is mysterious?
下面说，我是指着基督跟教会讲的。
And then it's followed by this relationship that was being referred to is the relationship between Christ and man.
所以基督跟教会就是丈夫跟太太的榜样。
So the relationship between Christ and the church is an example of the relationship of a husband and wife.
所以不是说我最近我结婚了，我更可以了解基督跟教会的关系，不是这样。
So it doesn't mean that just because you recently got married now, you can further understand about the relationship between Christ and church.
是倒过来。
But rather, it's the other way around.
我最近信耶稣，我明白道理，我越来越知道丈夫跟太太是什么关系。
But rather, I recently believed in God that now I can even understand better regarding the relationship of a husband and wife.
因为这是榜样。
Because this is an example.
那基督爱教会爱到什么程度？
Christ loves church to what extent?
为教会舍己。
That he will die for church.
这是榜样。
This is an example.
所以丈夫要爱太太，爱到为教会舍己。
So the husband must love the wife to the extent that he will sacrifice himself.
为太太舍己。
That he will sacrifice himself.
那教会要顺服基督。
And Christ, and the church must submit to Christ.
因为基督是头啊。
Because Christ is the head.
所以太太要顺服丈夫。
And wife must submit to the husband.
因为丈夫是头。
Because husband is the head.
那接下去就是耶稣是教会的头。
And then followed by, Christ is the head of the church.
所以主耶稣在带领教会，完全遵照圣经的意思。
So when Jesus was leading the church, he fully follows the teachings in the Bible.
因此做丈夫要带领家庭，不是照自己的意思，乃是要照神的意思。
So for a husband to lead the family, he does not follow his own will, but he has to follow the will of God.
所以这个地方在讲，我许配一个丈夫，好像贞洁的童女献给基督。
So here it says that I have betrothed you to one husband and present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
所以这个最重要的重点就是贞洁的童女。
So the emphasis here is virgin to Christ.
那在圣经里面讲这个贞洁，用两方面来解释。
So here there are two explanations to the words chaste virgin.
一个是启示录里面讲那个婚宴的装饰。
First is as recorded in Revelation regarding the wedding banquet. 装饰 the decorations of the wedding banquet.
我们看启示录的十九章。
Now let's refer to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章第七节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
第八节。
Verse 8, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is righteous acts of the saints.
这个地方讲新妇自己已经预备好了。
So here it says that the new bride has prepared herself.
新妇就是教会。
The new bride represents the church.
教会就是你跟我每一个人。
Church represents you and I and everyone else.
我们要准备好让主耶稣来迎接我们。
We have to prepare ourselves to be ready to be received by God.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
就穿着光明洁白的细麻衣。
To be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.
那这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
也就是说，我们的信仰生活非常的纯洁，非常圣洁。
Meaning, our spiritual life is very pure and holy.
在这个世界里面能够穿白衣这是需要相当的努力。
In this world, if we want to be continuously dressed in white linen, it requires a lot of hard work and efforts.
好，那我们再回到哥林多后书的十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章我们刚刚读的第二节，向贞洁的童女献给基督。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2, for I present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
好，那第三节哈，就在讲啊。
And verse 3, it says, But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds will be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
这个第三节啊，就像我怕你的心啊，像基督啊，失去像基督纯清洁的心。
Here it says, But I fear lest somehow, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
那接下去用夏娃做例子。
And then the example of Eve was used.
当初神造夏娃跟亚当住在伊甸园。
Initially, when Adam and Eve were both created and they lived in the Garden of Eden,
神给他们诫命遵守。
God has sent them these commandments for them to observe.
所以他们可以说很单纯啊，就是天天跟神在一起。
They were very innocent and they constantly dwell with God.
那只有一件事情不可以做，就是吃善恶果那个树不可以吃。
There's only one matter that one conduct that is forbidden, that is to eat fruits from the tree of good and evil.
那在这里解释哈，蛇用诡诈诱惑的夏娃。
And here it says that the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness.
就是跟他讲了以后，他对神对他讲的话就开始怀疑，就开始打。
That is to have a conversation with Eve to the extent that it has swayed her thinking and her mind away from God.
所以这个叫做第三节啊，偏于邪。
So here, as recorded in verse 3, corrupted from the simplicity.
英文叫 corrupted 啊 ，corrupted 就是心被毁坏了。
Corrupted meaning to be destroyed.
就是对神讲的话没有很单纯的相信。
No longer innocently believing in the words of God.
所以就开始去吃善恶果。
And it is only then she started consuming fruits from the tree of fruit and evil.
那对哥林多教会来讲，这个到底是什么？
So what is this towards the Corinth church?
就是第四节开始讲。
It's recorded in verse 4.
请读。
For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
这里讲假如有人来，就是说另外有一些做师父的开始来传另外一批道理。
For he who comes preaches, this is to say that if there are other masters who come and preach,
结果他传另外一个耶稣。
But he preaches regarding another Jesus.
什么叫另外一个耶稣？
What does it mean, another Jesus?
耶稣不是只有一个吗？为什么还有另外一个耶稣呢？
Shouldn't there be just only one God, one Jesus? How can there be another Jesus?
不错，你如果去摩门教查考，你就知道他们对耶稣的解释跟圣经不一样。
If we go to the Mormon church, we would know that their interpretation of Jesus is different from ours.
所以对主耶稣的解释不一样，那个叫做另外一个耶稣。
So if they have another interpretation of Jesus, that means that is another Jesus.
那圣经里面记载这个完全照圣经，这个才叫做真正的主耶稣。
If the Jesus that is interpreted is 100% derived correctly from the Bible, only then this is the true Jesus.
他是道成肉身。
He came in the form of flesh.
所以他是神，他也是人。
And he is God and he is also man.
他活了三十几年，被钉十字架。
He has lived over 30 years and then he was crucified on the cross.
然后复活升天。
Then he was resurrected.
这个叫做圣经里面的耶稣。
This is the Jesus as recorded in the Bible.
把耶稣解释作他不是人，或者解释说他只是一个好人，他不是神，这是另外一个耶稣。
To interpret that God, Jesus is just is not God, but just a saint. This is another interpretation.
所以这个叫信仰不纯。
So this is an impurity in belief.
那这个叫做一个心腹向神已经失去的那的纯洁。
This is likened to a new bride losing her innocence towards God.
那会这会引起神的嫉妒。
This will provoke the jealousy of God.
因为神希望我们很纯，很纯就是圣经怎么讲，你就很纯这样接受。
Because God hopes that we are pure and to accept what is recorded in the Bible.
所以这里讲哈，另外一个耶稣不是我们所传过的。
So here it says that another Jesus whom we have not preached.
所以怎么知道啊？那可是另外一个耶稣呢？标准就是不是我们传过的。
But how do we know that this is not the Jesus whom we have preached before? The standard relies on that this is not the Jesus that we have preached before.
那保罗在加拉太书里面讲，他传的道理不是谁教他的，是神直接启示他的。
And Paul has spoken in Galatians that the truth that he preaches is not being taught by anyone, but rather it has been revealed to him through God.
所以甚至说，如果有人跟我传的不同，他要被咒诅。
If there's someone else who preaches a different gospel, he shall be accursed.
所以神启示保罗这个道理就是绝对的。
So God has revealed to Paul that this truth is absolute.
那今天我们真教会在开始圣灵启示初代的工人。
And today, our true Jesus Church is preaching with the the truth has been revealed to the early workers of our church.
我们真耶稣教有五大教义。
We have five basic doctrines.
这个五大教义里面有三个典礼，洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
And in among these five basic doctrines, we have three sacraments, that is water baptism, foot washing, Sabbath, Holy Spirit, and foot washing.
这个完全跟一般教会都不一样。
And these are not the same as that believed in other churches.
所以如果传的跟我们当初接受的启示不一样。
So if what we are preaching today is different from what we have been revealed,
这个叫做失去像基督纯清洁的心。
This represents that we have lost the innocence towards Christ.
这个是会引起神的嫉妒。
This will provoke the jealousy of God.
那如果我们回到第四节。
If we return to verse 4.
或者你们另受一个灵不是你们所受过的。
For if he comes preaches, if you receive a different spirit which you have not received.
所以保罗传福音到哥林多教会的时候，他们是受过圣灵的。
So when Paul preached to the church of Corinth, they have received the Holy Spirit before.
那现在另外一批教师来教导他们圣灵，但是跟他们当初得的圣灵不一样。
But there's another group of religious masters who came and preached about a different spirit that is different from the Holy Spirit that they have been preached before.
这个叫信仰不纯。
So this represents the impurity in belief.
比方说在真耶稣教会的历史从来没有得圣灵倒下去的。
In our history of True Jesus Church, we never have incidents where after receiving the Holy Spirit, you will lie down on, you will collapse on the floor, on the ground.
那如果现在有一群人来传福音说要求圣灵不错，但是得圣灵了，你会倒下去。
But if now there's a new group of people who come and preach that, if you receive the Holy Spirit, you will collapse on the ground.
那个叫做另外一个灵。
This, they are preaching then a different, another spirit.
或者说有谁来讲得圣灵是要学的或者说方言要用教的。So, 那个也跟我们得圣灵不一样。
So if anyone were to come in and preach that, to receive Holy Spirit requires imitation, or to speak in tongues require to be taught, then this is different from the teaching.
那如果我们去接受了，我们的信仰就不纯了。
If we accept these teachings, then our faith will be impure.
好，那接下去我们再看。
Unpure. Next, let us refer to the following verse.
或另得一个福音不是你们所得过的。
Or a different gospel which you have not accepted.
所以我们在教会里面从初代一直传的这个福音。如果有人传的跟这个不一样。
From the early days that our church started preaching this gospel, if now there's another person who comes forth and preach a different gospel,
这个叫另外一个福音。
This means the different gospel.
比方说圣经是没有错误的。
For example, the Bible is without mistakes.
那如果有人讲圣经是可以随着时代的改变来解释。
If anyone were to interpret that the Bible can change with time,
这个跟圣经原来的意思是不一样的。
This is different from the actual original meaning of the Bible.
所以哥林多教会有一群人到那里就是 传另外一个耶稣，另外一个灵，另外一个福音。
So somebody went to the Corinth church and preached a different spirit, a different gospel.
啊，所以啊，保罗才需要啊提醒他们。
That is why Paul had to remind them.
啊，这个会让神有嫉妒。
That this will provoke the jealousy by God.
啊，因为教会是基督的心腹，当信仰改变，就是变成一个啊举备给基督的心腹，已经不存了。
Because the church is the bride of God, and if the new bride has if there's a new gospel that has been preached to the bride, then this bride is no longer pure.
神是嫉邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
啊，神的嫉妒会进到我们里面。
God's jealousy will enter into our hearts.
这个叫做依着神的意思来嫉邪。
This is to feel jealousy according to God's will.
哦，不可以拜偶像。
We shall not worship idols.
在圣殿里面啊，不能够有偶像。
There can be no idols in the holy temple.
啊，不要被世界同化。
Let us not be secularized by the world.
啊，最后就是我们的信仰要纯全。
And finally, our faith has to be pure.
啊，那这样啊，我们就能够跟神建立很亲密的关系。
By doing all this, we can establish an intimate relationship with God.
啊，来唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
403首。
Let's sing him 403.